Hello? Are you talking to her?
Hello, Diva.
Oh, it's working. We're good. Yeah, turn her up. Yeah, Diva.
So, I feel like you had something to tell me about fake claiming lycanthropy that was, like, on the par of, like...
I wish.
Fish in the booty hole.
Mama, that's dark. Evil.
I feel like that's evil kind darkness. Of like, though, like, it's like bad, but like, and it's wrong, but is it like really like that much worse than what like everyone else does to animals?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sucking those oysters right down my throat.
Yeah, well, and I'm sucking them right on my pussy. I like to go clam the clam.
Well, you know what? You know what kind
of... That was funny.
Mama.
No.
You're not...
No, it's too late.
You're not gonna...
Don't touch me.
Will you knuckle my knuckle?
This one.
I went down there.
Oh.
For the clam spinning.
Let's go toe-to-toe.
New and old. Mama. I was gonna tell you that...
Hey, Diva.
Jeez. That's Jabba the Hutt. Is it not?
Jabba.
Jezza. Oi, it's Jezza.
It's Gina. Okay.
A bit of smoked salmon. Who's afraid of that? What did she say?
Girl.
I love it.
I have no idea.
All right, I'm off. She's like a ghost.
Jimma.
It's
me, Jimma Collins.
Is that a bit of trifle? Is that a bit of trifle? Give us a bit of trifle. That's me, bitch. I'm eating trifle. So on this website, another thing about Reddit that I just cannot stand is that someone, no matter who they are, it's like the prime directive. The prime directive is to, even if you might be wrong about something, correct someone else. Always correct someone else. Is the switch on?
Is the what on?
The little switch on.
I don't know. Yes, it is.
Okay, you're good.
No, sorry. It's recording.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to say.
Right, I mean, don't make me sing. You have the hair of a Caravaggian angel. Do you know that?
If it ain't broke.
Remember you had short hair when we met? I was in the line at the pickup at the grade school, and you were coming out of third grade.
And I was like, Nana, is that your mom? She's so old. Who's that decrepit old lady? Who's that worm?
I don't even have wrinkles, Mama.
No, you've de-aged.
I know, it's fierce.
You don't have to work anymore.
Yeah.
So I look
except
old
for now. Me working this pussy.
You know what? Fair.
What if I got a pussy? How would you feel? Would you put your finger in there?
If you really wanted me to, I would.
If I got a pussy and a double mastectomy, would you fuck me? Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
I'm not a Todd.
I'm not at liberty to say. I'm not at liberty to
you're
say.
You're not a lib. You're not the Riddler. I'm not at liberty to say.
I'm not at libtardy to say.
One time, someone was like, oh, well, that comes from retarded. Don't say that. And then I heard them say it later. But it might have been
no,
years.
But these are people,
it
though.
Was
that's so funny.
You know, this might all be imagined.
But
that
I think
might not have been him at
girls
all.
Girls like that are real, though, because, like, they'll be like, you'll...
Don't say faggot.
I know, exactly. You'd be, like, talking about yourself in
but
a clearly...
I love to encourage straight people to say faggot.
What do you think about gay voice? Is it real?
Can you ask me a real...
As a haver of gay voice...
Yeah, I'll do a real interview about it. It's really hard. I never cast in any of the school music.
Do you ever accidentally think that an old book is about your high school, your friend from high school?
No, but sometimes I think that I'm the one in the porno.
Mama.
When it's amateur and you can't see the face, I'm like, that could be me.
Diva.
But then I'm like, no. That
is there any
too.
Philly porn?
What?
Philly porn.
Philly porn?
Search out, like reach
I
out.
I have looked it
oh,
up.
I'm starting to feel a little bit high and I like it.
It's like really bad.
No.
It's like
Mama.
Philly BBB
like,
bottom X.
I'm pumping the pipe.
No,
is it for...
I'm gonna say larger, older...
Young neighbors?
White man.
Oh, mama.
Who is kind of living the fierce life.
Is he? Is he from Poland, maybe?
No, he's a bottom.
Oh, mama, big bottom.
Big old bottom.
Big old bottom boy. And does he get it? Does he get...
Yeah, from the same...
mama!
From the same population that you just said.
Oh, mama. Well, you have a little amateur stuff here and there, don't you?
Oh.
Is it better than the Philly porn you saw? I bet it is.
I think that I can't really judge. Currently just like my own porn.
I think your porn is good.
Because I can reminisce. I was like,
ah, yes.
That was so good.
I have made a little bit of porn recently, but you're not going to like it.
Are you going to force me to watch it?
No, yeah.
You said you're not going to like it.
That's so aggressive. That's... You're not going to like it when I come over there and spank you.
That's ominous. That's menacing.
Oh, mama.
Yeah, I'm being menaced by a trans woman. A so-called trans-identified male.
Yeah, I'm Tim. No, it was just like I'm not in the shot, you know. I mean, I am in the shot, but my face is not in the shot. Yeah, but...
The eyes are where the innocence is.
But I wasn't... Well, I guess it's not...
Do you think you still have any innocence?
It is porn, right, if you do it yourself. DIY.
Yeah.
There was just nobody... There was nobody else in the shot.
Just you and your stuffy.
Actually, maybe. I don't know. I haven't gone back and watched it, really. I did watch it once.
No, the stuffy was the partner.
I know.
That was a joke.
I know.
What was your body pillow?
I don't have a... Well, that's not true. I do have a body pillow.
That's what your boyfriend is.
I always forget. In the closet, I guess. I don't know. I like...
You trapped your boyfriend in the closet?
Well, the thing is, I was in a relationship. I didn't want him to get jealous.
Is he kind of, like... Does he get murderous?
I wish. I mean, come on. Take a
jealous
take
boyfriend.
Take a K for a body pillow. Take a K for a trans girl. Get that body pillow out of here. You know, some body pillows are like, and then some of them are just like cock.
I've never seen one with cock. I feel like it's always like
well, it's always
of,
like Lelouch from fucking.
Exactly. I feel like body pillows like weirdly have like a kind of like. Feminine, like, even body pillows for men, there is not, like, big titties squirting milk. It's not Cora bedding her own milk.
Mama, that's true.
It's always, like, well, cute anime bride, you know, because everyone wants someone a little delicate.
Child bride.
I mean, like, they'll fuck it. Men will fuck the body pillow even when she looks cute. But they don't just get, like,
I think,
like, nude, like, it is not just a sex object for them.
I
and I think that most of them have that kind of, like, bishojo, like, beautiful quality.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I also think that when you say fuck the body pillow, there's some, there's a very groundbreaking engineering that's going into some of these setups. Like, remember, not Jessica, Mega Fuck Slut? I can't believe Katya would be the one to have, like, a...
She tortured that butt.
She fucked that thing.
Like, it's like, that was already an object. She didn't have to dehumanize it so bad.
Jennifer, the G. Jennifer, no head, no arms. Worse off than Sheila Lavoisier.
Mom. At least Sheila has an arm and
I know, right?
But no head.
Yeah, that's true.
But did Jennifer?
I don't think Jennifer had a head. She definitely had mega
but
butt slut.
What do you think about, like, the blow-up sex dolls? Do you think that those, like...
Who's going to the trouble of blowing one of those up and then fucking it, you know?
Like, I think now that people have fleshlights...
Fleshlight is such an invention.
I feel like that's... That
have you ever
ruined the sex doll?
Have you ever
until they can get like a sex doll you can actually fuck?
Have you ever inserted into a stroker?
No, I have not.
That's so fierce of you, and I think that that's very real.
I will not. My boyfriend may or may not have a silicone buttocks.
Mama, I saw it.
Anus and balls.
I saw it in the bathroom.
And also, it's like one of the butt cheeks. This is bruised.
Mama,
like it's like
that's like, phew, like I was smacking her around the other day.
And like
that's
I guess,
so
like,
crazy, bitch.
But like, I think most guys are just happy to close their eyes.
Right.
And fuck that. They don't need the whole
cruise, bitch. Let me tell you something.
Or, like that's why fleshlights are so popular. Because they don't, like, or they could just watch porn.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. I think people should be able to fuck inanimate objects.
No, I'm not against that.
But here's the thing.
I'm against it for me. I'm not really
like,
against that.
There's got to be a huge industry in what I'll call CNC dolls. It's not too dark.
What? Are there like arms?
No.
Their faces are contorted.
No, but like, what if you had like a anime style, not exactly, but like, you know, like very small, smooth woman shape, and then she's like, she has both of her hands bound. She's covered in lacerations. She's got a bruise here. She's got a bruise here. She's missing a tooth. And you're like, this is the doll where you get to go in and do a violence to it. You know?
Well, I think,
what do you think about that? What are your thoughts on that?
Is this a continuation of our last recording?
I don't know why it starts at 1 hour. Okay. I looked on the internet.
Okay, no. Okay.
No, this is a new... this is a,
as we said,
we're coming to you live from April 4th.
April Fool's.
April, my tri-anniversary was on April 1st.
That's so dark.
Isn't that crazy?
Why didn't you at least wait? Oh my god.
Because that night we went to a Monday night party about it being April Fool's.
That's right.
They had this whole room where there was a TV on and there was a guy doing yoga on a beach, if you remember that. That was like the quiet
that
room.
That was so...
I have a question for you about that experience.
Have
We should, but that was, maybe I'm just autistic, horrible.
What?
Nice people, I'm sure, but the number of times I had to be like, I'm working for, today, I went to Tyler, I'm a sculptor.
Wait, what?
I actually learned a lot about, like, the socializing was so, like, are you ready to suck the knowledge out of my face?
Oh, they weren't relaxed at all.
It just felt like I was, like, bit, humorous anecdote. Is that just socializing? It sucked, I think.
I don't really
It was too, like, I wish I was drunker. Because, or drunk at all. Because, like, the conversations, it's when you go to a new person, you're like, oh, I'm this or that. This is what I do. Here's my work. What's it about? Like... If I'm at a party,
Breaking
I don't...
Breaking news, Anna discovers that small talk is annoying.
It sucks, though, when you have to be like... Yeah, actually, my good friend from secondary school actually works in the city as a paralegal. And you just finished grad school for lawyering? Great. What kind of art do you like? Oh, do you like to go to the art house cinema? The art house cinema?
So are you
to watch a Jalo movie?
Getting to know like a bunch of people at a party?
Especially when they suck.
Okay, well... Oh, people are annoying when they suck. Duh.
Yeah.
Everyone sucks.
I blow.
You know what I've realized being an adult... All of my friends are people who suck, you know? They all annoy the shit. Like, it's like, actually, like, that I must be fucked up in the head because of the fucked up people I choose to hang around with.
Yeah, but I make you laugh a lot.
You're not the only one.
But I am one of them.
No, you're not the only one who's fucked up, is what I meant. I see.
Yeah, that's tea.
You know?
Like,
we were talking about how, like, Vince is, like, crazy about his name. Like, and I was like,
that's
was like,
so fucking
yeah,
funny.
I would probably get bored with someone who wasn't fucking crazy.
Yeah, no, because every day it's like it's like never dead because like the apartment will be like perfectly clean and the dishes are done and the laundry is done. And I'll walk into the living room, like just like long t-shirt on, maybe nothing on under it. And I'll pull out one of those a live cockroach that's like the size of a saucer.
Nah, no.
And I'll be like, has anyone seen my fucking knife? You know?
Which you're going to start
stabbing. And you're going to be like, oh, you want, yeah, like nifty, like,
nifty.
It's the character in Hazbin Hotel who's a pest control. And she's one big eye and she stabs. Really like this. Or what if you like had a, what if they made the sex robot doll where it's like, oh no, stop. Like, what?
And you got to stab it.
No, no.
No, I.
Oh, you kill her, then you fuck her. That's actually better, I think.
Yeah, I'd rather.
Kill me before you fuck me.
But honestly. I want to get chosen. I'm such an Edlock.
You're like,
it's okay if you want to have your rape. But I feel like that's also a turn off for rapists. If you're just like,
right, but the it would be like the robot is gonna fight back, so you have to kind of, you know, shake up the gears.
So do you think whatever. I have to like? In order to get what I want,
or is it going
to
be like a hollow?
Oh no! Please don't do it.
You have to be like running and looking behind you. Oh no!
Like Daphne.
Yeah, I like Daphne. You mean?
Oh, I knew this lesbian couple named Daphne and Denise.
Yeah.
That's a crazy couple name.
That's crazy. Wait, are they like old?
They were.
I knew it. I have a question for you.
They might not be together anymore.
Linda Cardellini. What have you seen her in recently? Anything?
Nope.
She's in this movie with, what's his name? Everybody Loves Raymond. Everybody Loves Raymond.
Cher?
No, Everybody Loves Raymond. Raymond Jew. He's a Jew, sorry. That's not important, but...
Raymond, everybody loves me, bruh. My brother's tall.
He also says things like,
don't peak the levels. I'm just looking at mine, and I'm looking at yours.
Well, here's the thing, though. My voice is down here.
My voice is up here.
Will you do your impression of me?
You're going to stick your fingers in my mouth, aren't you?
No, do your impression
I've
of me.
I've seen where this has been. My voice is down here.
No. Your voice is up here.
I want you to, like, talk like you're me. You saw Linda Cardellini and Everybody Loves Raymond. Raymond Chew, like you said.
Bitch.
So now do my voice. What was the movie about?
My boob. It was. Oh, wait, here's the tea.
You have to do it in my voice.
Oh, well, first there's this couple. They have a big house. I in fucking Hollywood Hills.
Is that really what I sound like to you?
No, I'm not. I can do impersonations, but
I can do you.
No, because you're gonna, it's gonna hurt me. You're gonna hurt me. You're gonna harm my emotions right now.
I don't see what the problem is with you. Bitch. Anybody got any trains?
I feel like you used to do me when we were both like men or whatever. And you thought I talked like. Too low or like too quiet, too soft.
Yeah, you did.
And then I mumbled.
You still do.
Cool. Yeah, I don't know. What? I mean, there's probably already like a visual novel that's like, chase this girl down and pin her on the ground.
That's,
like
literally, like, that's like a lot of movies. It's just, again, that's true. Men. Want to rape, but they are afraid of raping.
Oh my god!
I don't know.
Bitch, that is so true. That's
as we said before.
That's unbelievably accurate.
If you fantasize about raping someone, you probably are also a little afraid of doing it. Because here's my generous, interpretation is. The more you fantasize about something, the more likely it is to become a reality, you know?
I agree.
And I think our fantasies can be really powerful and influence us to do things that aren't, that we shouldn't know we shouldn't do in our logical minds.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I'm afraid I will commit a crime is so wild, and I feel like we spent like the whole episode talking about
it. We did, so please listen to that and then we'll pick up right here where we left off, which is I don't remember. But that is so fucking true. Men, are so afraid.
But they, I think but they also wanna. Want to objectify their sexual, want to objectify and degrade their sexual partners.
Yeah.
But they also don't want to feel guilty about doing that.
Yeah, no, and not at all.
It's like, okay, well, so you can't have it both ways. Like,
right.
Or do it to an object.
I know, right?
But I think that that isn't as fun because objects are already objectified, you know?
Yeah. I think, I just like, they have this image in my brain of like a dark room where there's like someone watching from like a mirror and they're like, continue with the scene. And the guy is like, the robot is super realistic and she's like tied to a train track and she's like, she has like a bikini on and she's like, oh no. and then the person doing like the guy doing the raping is like, can you turn off the realism and increase the breast size? And so the guy's from behind the mirror is like, Roger. And then he turns the knob and her breast is huge.
And she's like,
and she, ah, no. And then he turns the knob like a little too far maybe and it's like,
please, no, no, this is not fake. I'm a robot. I actually
like,
oh, sorry, I put it the wrong way.
That would be a really good, I think that would be a really good sketch.
That's an incredible sketch.
It's like, oh, it's like clearly a robot. It's like, oh, this is fun, I'm doing the thing.
And like,
but then it's like,
no, you don't understand.
So it's like, can I play the robot?
Like the human being knows things about the person doing the knob turning.
Please. And then, I know, I have a family. And I just want to be let go.
And
they've been raping me for weeks.
Oh, but he steps
away. They won't let me go.
He steps away, the guy behind the mirror, and so the knob is stuck. It's like a dark mirror up, so the knob gets stuck at real. And the guy's like, what? And then the train starts coming down.
They're gonna run a train on her.
No, like literally, like
I know.
It doesn't look like a film. It looks real, and then the guy like jumps in front of it.
Oh, okay. So we're definitely gonna be able to actually do this sketch.
And then he jumps in front and hits the wall. And he dies.
No, I think it should be like she's like, please don't let them turn me back. I'm actually real. And then they just turn my brain off when they go to fake. Please let me out of here.
I'm there's something in my brain
for years.
Yeah, it's like Severance. That's what Severance is kind of. Like,
I've gained consciousness.
Mama, do you think we can win the award for number one podcast episode with the number with highest number of times that either host said the word rape in any kind of way? They're like 362, and that's and there's a show about
the algorithm makes people fucking censor it as grape. Like, obviously there is lots of algo censor speak, but we need to be able to use language.
I agree.
Like suicide, rape, murder. I'm not gonna genocide. Say unalive. Genocide. Because these are things that actually happen in real life. And I'm not gonna like sanitize my language. It's like because the algorithm doesn't want me to talk about things that are real.
James, I'm so glad you made it back to home again. Did you know that your grandmother's been unalived?
Back in the Civil War, I lost my whole family. They all got unalived in the Battle of Bunker Hill.
Exactly, or like local financier jumps from window committing suicide.
This just in. 22 children and 4 adults have been unalived at Sandy Hook.
Mama!
Like, imagine,
bitch! No, that's real. Because the Amazon robot that reads the news in 10 years with the breasts and the nipples.
In this week, we've had four school shootings where children have been unalived.
She has the nipples.
One in Tacoma.
If someone gives her critique, she turns.
And the giant
knives stick out of her breast.
And she stabs them. And or do they shoot out, or does she just like zoom in at them?
Sure, yes.
I feel like
a little slot.
Wait, going back to the robot. That's the
bitch.
And she should, when she's like fake, she should literally be shaped like the Rosie from the Jetsons.
Bitch.
Because I feel like. Yeah. There's some man out there who wants
or like BB-8 or like C-3PO. Please don't.
Please don't, sir. I'm a practical droid. I have been trained in 6,400 languages.
Literally, C-3PO being like, oh no, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Sexy, gayer, sexier C-3PO.
It's not even possible. C-3PO is so sexy.
Fierce diva.
I love that he has like no kind of...
Oh, mama.
Crop Tina.
I gotta say.
There needs to be a way to like do that on a mass scale in like neighborhoods.
You know what's crazy about...
I guess maybe you can start like a open air like shit factory. We're making shit bricks here in our backyard.
Well, we're taking shits and we're making shits, so... Oh, fuck. I had a thought.
What?
Was it about the robot? It was something before that.
The fuck robot? Fuckbot?
No, I don't know. It's just like...
That'd actually be a really good short story. Like, from the perspective of an AI trapped inside of a sex doll.
Well, Black Mirror. I was gonna say that the show Black Mirror seems mostly just like kind of an excuse for writers to experiment with torture.
It's also just phones. That's all they got.
I know. And then how do they have so many seasons in that bad movie, Bandercunt or whatever it was called?
Scratch your mange and sniff your fingers.
Because you have got bigger fish to fry. Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that how I trifle?
So, I guess, like, just all of our, like, day in the life of a sex bot is just, Mama. Like, she's like, oh, it's your day to be in the rape room.
No, the thing is, the sex bot also, there has to be a fierce scene, like a 30 to 40 minute scene where it does its own taxes on a computer.
No, and it's like me, where she's, like, bad at it.
And, like, putting all the stuff out.
I cannot believe you.
I'm not trying to mention taxes
in front of me.
Bob.
After the trauma that I had about them. And then I did them on my own with no help.
I think you're so fierce for that.
And I didn't even use TurboTax.
That's great. I wanted to say... That's right, bitch. And I think that's great. Oh my god, where is
Shayla?
Not that, bitch. That's what this generation has. You know what we had? Ski ba 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 da ba 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 da ba da ba da ski ba 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 da ba.
I'm a scout, man.
That's right.
There's a lull in my life. There's just a hole and empty space. When you are not in my brain.
That was so fierce.
Got option up at every moment.
Why do I feel like every time I'm singing something like alone or in the car, I'm like, yeah. And then they're like, if I'm gonna sing a song to you, it would be fully in my register, and I would be like,
kind of slay though.
I get up on stage, I'm like about to do the big number, and I'm just like, I take the little love there, I'm like, it's like,
is it the whole time or does it change, but not for the people watching, for me.
Top 5 Darius lock-ins. Mama, you had some lock-ins popping up on your screen. It's so crazy. Like, we've been over this a million times. But the casual nature of the, like, voyeur. Like, top 5 Christian meltdowns is, like, tragic and evil.
Christian.
Top 5 Darius lock-ins is, like,
Yeah,
It's kind of like
the way people, like, even when it's not, it's all in good fun. The way we put disabled people on the internet and laugh at them. It's like, haha, it was just the new freak show. Like,
yeah, no, you're totally right, bitch.
Like, it's like, even when it's disabled people it's themselves. It's like
almost admiration, but yeah, it's exactly the same.
I mean, like, I'm kind of like Slay Diva, but like,
yeah,
there's definitely, and even, I'm not saying that saying Slay Diva about that, I don't think that is morally
did you pure know that libtard not... is actually from the term retarded, you should use it.
Aren't you trying to reclaim
I'm retarding my reclamation of the word retard. Also, in like orchestra music, orchestra music,
the Red Scare Girls.
No, there's
were they always
they're
far too
wealthy and
they're Alex skinny. Jones's buddy.
Yeah, Alex Jones, I think, is kind of like Homer Simpson, that he doesn't really know what anything is unless someone's like talking to it, like putting it into his mouth like mush.
Money can be exchanged for goods and services.
Exactly, like that's what's going on. And I thought he was like a Tucker Carlson like evil level, but he seems.
No, he is. He propagated the Sandy Hook.
Oh, that's right. Myth. That's crazy.
He's done a lot of conspiracy theories. That's probably the most famous bad one.
I'm thinking of Joe Rogan, bitch.
Oh, Joe Rogan is exactly Homer Simpson.
Yeah,
that's why people love
what
him.
I meant. He's like protein. Tell me more about that.
Wow. So really, this hedgehog medication can cure your. Whatever.
Mama.
Wait, what were we talking about?
There's a guy on Reels who every day sprays dog medicine on his hands in an attempt to turn them into, like, leather gloves. And every time he tries to light a match off of his hand, and he can never do it.
And he continues to document this online?
Yeah, I think it's, like...
Is this some
I think
kind
it's
of
like,
sick masochism?
I think that...
Like, that guy who well, did the makings.
What about...
My husband.
What about the guy who is, like, eating a rotisserie chicken on the fucking pier? Also, by the way, stay the fuck off the gay freak pier. If you know it's good for you.
I saw that video.
It was, like, during late COVID. What is late COVID? It's late COVID is now. But late COVID, and his thing was that every day on TikTok, every morning at 10 a.m., he would eat a whole rotisserie chicken on the end of the pier. That pier.
Who has that kind of money?
Met people who were getting millions of views on fucking TikTok, I guess.
Really? Does it really translate that easily? I feel like the elite have kind of... don't let social media pay out in the way that we think it does. Like, you have to, like, be somewhat of a hustler in order to get money from social media.
Can I pitch a video idea to you?
Yeah, whatever.
Autism and history. What's Hitler? An autist? Probably. Today we're looking at the top 10 reasons Hitler was autistic.
By Ms.
Number
Mojo.
1, he liked order and never wanted to reschedule his meetings. Number 2,
he was hyperfixated
on trains.
Meetings.
Number 3, like literally like
that, someone's already made that joke, right? I think that'd be better as a stand-up bit.
Oh, okay. I just think if I stood up there, I would be like, and the Bishop in Chicago. What if I did that as a bit?
No, you have
30 minutes of like, okay, the next one is it's from
Wicked.
The next one's from Wicked.
No, okay.
I'm not gonna... Something like that.
What would you can just do vocal stims on stage?
No. Well, actually, you know what would be I think you could I think I could make enough money to do for in like maybe have one half of a year of like trying to do viral videos, if my my stand up was just like recreating TikToks. Top 5 Darius Lock-ins.
But also like, there's already that like.
She's already doing it, and her parents own, like, 3 houses in fucking Malibu,
well,
right?
Her parents are, like, Henry Kissinger.
Yeah, that's right.
She spawned off of him. She's a clone.
Ooh, mama. I'm feeling good. I took just one of those.
Wait, no, there's some other way that someone is doing
10 milligrams. Those, that's not that like, much.
Vocals, like hours and hours of vocal stims.
Oh, but see, my idea is that I'll redo it on stage, and therefore I don't have to pay real, I don't have to pay rights or what's it called to anybody.
So you're just doing memes on stage. That's it. Us, like when society breaks down. And
yeah, right.
TikTok.
I've got like a
you're like a busking on the street.
I have like a coconut husk with like a. Like Madison, like chopped up and put around like the
flavor of my body,
and you have like a fake, yes. like a ring light made out of wood. You're like,
come with me to get ready for today. They're doing another stoning in the square.
Oh my god, Mama, if we were influencers in like bronze age Mesopotamia, that would slay so hard.
The way that I would be selling those bronze things to squish the oil off your skin, what are they called?
Strigil. See, maybe our TV show should be you and me time traveling.
Yes, we should. They're
but not even time traveling, just like us in different periods. Because yes. I think it'd be so funny to be, but it'd also be like we need us to be like court jesters in like medieval England.
Yeah.
They're like, we can't kill them because it's an ill omen. So we'll just have to send them on to the next town.
Also, I think another possibility for that kind of genre. Oh shit, my brain is really. Slowing down.
Minus two.
Oh, it's a show where we go, where we like make scenes and do little stories that are back in time, but we're actually just, we just travel with a couple extras to like Athens or whatever.
Yes.
And like we're doing like a scene, or we're in like Jerusalem and we're like,
I sure
say love that
this
man is gay. So it's like also stealing, but like nobody knows what that is except for me and you.
Okay, kind of circling back. Do you remember when those people were doing that thing where they're pretending to be NPCs?
Yeah, they're still doing it. I saw one today where there was a guy.
Do memes?
This guy, it was in a dark room, light on his face, like a fucking inner tube around him, a duck glued to his head, and a toilet brush.
Rubber duck?
Yeah, a toilet brush that he was using to brush his hair, and he was. I swear, for 10 seconds doing, like, the loop about saying, like, nonsense. And then only once during, like, the minute that I saw it, did he stop for a second to say, thanks for the sub. So truly he was doing, like, marathon performance art for one sub.
An hour.
That's slavery. I'm sorry. Maybe
but like,
that's the
but I feel like you could be a good, you would be good at that. You could just do top five Darius stims.
Top five Darius lock-ins.
Sorry.
You know, it's kind of, it's. I think it's,
again,
how old is too old when, like, you hear someone say, like, oh, that was really cool. That was fierce. And it's like.
What about fears?
Like.
We both use fierce.
I know, but like you and I, when I talk to you, I feel like I can say lock in, and you're just like that's term. But if I say that to like
your mom,
I don't know. Yeah, well, she wouldn't know. But then like if
she's
I say
it
to
TikTok, isn't she?
But if I she doesn't know what that means though, and if I talk to someone else,
they don't know what fierce is. Oh no, the generation younger than us, our slang is unfamiliar to them, and in the generation older, it's also unfamiliar.
No, but like what I mean is, what like it feels different when I hear you say lock in than I don't know,
like a Gen Zer.
No, an older person.
Do old people say lock in?
Like a middle age, like they've heard it. And they didn't know. Like, this is actually a good example. So, my friend who worked at the NSA and whatever.
Yahoo video game?
Yeah, video game. He.
Lana Del Rey.
Shit, what were we just talking about?
Lock-in language.
Oh, yeah, I was teaching a class in, like, this, like, after-school special thing that a bunch of people from Kenyon went to work at in Chicago.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And apparently, he was, like, supervising math class or something. Math class. Damn. And the student says, like, something like, oh, I saw Netflix. And he said, and the teacher was just like, Netflix and chill. And then, like, the student was like, don't say that.
Yeah. I
mean, like, the student thought it was funny, because it was. But the teacher, the student had become the master. Yeah. That's basically what I'm saying. But, like, ha ha ha, but I have to correct you, because then you're going to embarrass yourself somewhere else, right?
Okay, so, yes, and?
Well. Why now? No, I meant...
So?
Do you know someone in your life, like, okay, your mom, would she be like,
no, she,
get ready to lock in, diva?
But my mom will pick up some of the slang that we right. use now. Slang. Some of the lingo that we use now. She will pick up some of it, because some of it will inevitably enter, like, long-term
right.
usage. Right?
Yeah.
So it's just like... Like, it just depends on what you adopt when you adopt it. Because, like, there's stuff that we are not using at all. And, like,
yeah.
like for instance, the word thorough. Like, a lot of my kids used it. I was never going to, like, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Could I even describe what that means? No.
Not at all.
But I also don't see it as often now that I'm not around those children. I'm
yeah.
like, but I used to see it on Grindr way more. So I'm like, is that going away?
That's interesting.
So, but there are other words that, like, I don't use, but I know are not going away.
Yeah. And I think that is at almost always and already the case for, like, 99% of the slang in this country.
Well, yeah. I mean, but, part of it is just that, like, some of it I'm never going to use.
Right.
Because it's African-American English. So it's like, that's not for me. Like, young bull. I'm not going to say that to someone.
You know? Not on your Grindr profile.
Not on my Grindr profile. Not in person either. Like, it would sound weird coming out of my mouth. As it just did.
Yeah. I also feel like I probably won't use it. But I also don't. I think I don't really know many people who would use it or,
like,
or, well, like, just, have it be that common in their, like, parlance.
Why does white culture appropriate certain black words over others?
Well, I was just gonna say that on my Grindr, someone messaged me, do you drain YNs, etc.
Yes.
And, like, that's the clearest. Way that I can sort of translate that to you. Not that I think that's better.
No, but that is...
But I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't use that abbreviation with anyone else I know. And here it's just sort of like a bit and not like what I want to actually...
No, but I mean, it's also just like... Like certain...
And being,
like,
gay and trans and stuff too. Regional. I wouldn't say that in my, like... theoretical, philosophical brain, I would say that, oh, being gay and trans, like, you know, it means that you can sort of be a little bit more slithery about what you adapt about into your racist. Own person. Yeah.
Do you, I mean, I think definitely there are some queer and trans people who get away with it. Or there are people all over the spectrum. Like, it's like...
True.
There's people who engage with other cultures in ways that can be respectful, I'm sure.
I was also, also, like, certain language that's not generally... police, because it has different sort of significances across the board. Wow, my brain really having trouble getting things. I'm just like, if something's used on me, right? Like, at me or in my direction or online or...
Yeah.
I'm like... I don't know. I mean, like, if I was going to describe something that someone sent me and it was like, hey, bitch... Do you have? I like your fat at your pog, and I want to fucking lay some pipe or whatever. I would tell you what the person wrote. You know,
yeah.
Certain things I'm obviously not going to repeat.
And, like, for, like, there's like, again, like,
I'm also not in the secret club of white people who are like, can I say jiggy with it? Or no, or no. And they're like, they're twisting their nipples.
Well, white people wanna transgress racially the same way that men wanna rape.
It's true.
And they also fear being accused of transgressing racially. It is something that may be inherent to the American, like, kind of psyche, is the desire to, like, be shitty to people who you are socially powerful over, but not to feel guilt, but to feel guilty about wanting to do that, and, like, feel guilty about, and not want to be identified that way.
1,000,000% yes.
Like,
that's exactly right.
Like, it's, like, the same impulse for, like, the, oh, I just burped. That's nasty. I would never do that. Can I have some? Yeah. It's the same impulse for, like, how women want a gay best friend. I you can see it as, like, a dominance thing.
Where are my gays? Oh, where are my gays?
Where are my gays?
We should do a, in an intermission in one of our records where it's just like,
where are my
gays? Where are my gays? Now I feel like I was starting to say that. I was like, am I?
Where are my gays?
Yeah. Yabba. Real yabba. Get real yabba with it. I can't.
Gay!
Are you gay?
My love is gay! I'm gay. Where are my gays?
Mama, I saw this video where this, like, influencer...
She actually identifies a pog.
I do not. Maybe. I saw this... It was... I saw this, No, it's probably not a good idea. I saw this, Fuck me, what was I just thinking about? We're thinking about pog. And then something before that. I'm feeling gay. Anyway.
I keep on falling. I'm not alone.
Yeah.
With you. Wait. Yeah, but the desire, like it's... Maybe it's American guilt. I don't know. I feel like people... Who's talking about the guilt?
I have a theory, actually. It's about shame. So,
like, people want to, like...
You know, like, when people, like... They're, like... they want to do something taboo or whatever. I feel like that can... Just, like, be a huge portion of what makes it ultimately pleasurable is how hard it is to, like... Do
or
it.
How wrong it is to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you go in the room with the robot and she says, please go... No, I'm not actually a robot. Please untie me. I'm telling you now.
I'm trapped in a robot's body.
I have children. There's, like, a wallet. There's, like, a wallet prop on the... Look in there. It's me and my kids.
Where are my gays?
It's like her in a toaster.
Her in a toaster and the dad has a blender for a head.
In Galactica, they call the robots toasters.
But I think... Well, but I think also... Maybe it is, like, this... I don't know if other Christian countries have this feeling. But, like, where it's, like, this wanting, like, to be... Well, I guess, like, so much of American Christianity is based around, like, individualist Christianity. Like, you can go to heaven if you're... It's not by the authority of... The priest, you know, like, especially in Catholicism, you're not, like, it's not determined by the church. You have to define that. Like, that was a whole big thing about, like, Puritanism in general, was this, like, oh, well, you needed to struggle for salvation. But I think that in that that's kind of, like, softened into, like, kind of general American psyche and morals. And, like, dominant ones, especially, because these are the, like, original ones of our now dominant culture. But that, like, people want to be a good person. There are other cultures where people don't give a fuck if other people
pull down a titty fuck.
Still staring out of titties, though.
That's true. You're so right for that.
And they're and but like here we want people want to be known, seen, and even and
yeah, true. Like
they're a good person.
Yeah,
and so I think that's that sick. Comes from like kind of this I the like kind of salvation narratives of American Christianity where it's like you determine your own, like it's not about what someone else tells you you should do, but like you have to do that on the inside. And then also like prosperity gospel again, it's like what you make happen in your, like the better you can make your life, the more God's on your side.
Yeah.
So it like incentivizes your psyche to orient itself around what is kind of like comforting and pleasing to your mind. And so like, but I guess that's only one half of it. It's like, why do people not want to feel guilt? Is because they want to be good people. And so there's this kind of like combination of...
But the only reason, really I think that most people actually kind of come across that as a reckoning is that they're basically just trying to escape anxiety, right? Because
I don't give a damn.
Because the person who is worried they're a bad person, if they're not actively thinking about that, they don't even feel it, right?
Well, and I think that the person who is worried that they're a bad person, they can either become neurotic, like I am, or if they find a way to soothe it, I'm a good person because I'm a Christian.
Yeah, huge.
Huge. That teaches you affirming that I'm in the right in group.
Jesus loves you and wants you to.
That you can assuage your anxiety.
Buy 100 Game Boy Advance copies on Temu and then sell them to all of your children's friends.
Was that Pandemia? She's yeah. Coming back from the future with a message.
Mama, I need to co-write something with you and that girl who does those TikToks where it's like 15 life points or 200 years in the Jeffree Star yak mines.
Her brain is so cool.
Her brain I wanna
needs to be put that woman in a museum. Put her work in the museum.
Exactly. it's just like,
I mean, she wants to have a residency.
It's, you know, it's I hate this, it's such a stupid thing, but like, you know what's so good about it? It's just like one little notch off of reality. Like,
well,
soon you'll try to go into try to exit New York City, and there'll be like an Elon Musk robot that's like, "Excuse me, you have to listen to what I say, or you can make a charitable donation to SpaceX."
That's like so rotted, but that's exactly like what Twitter became.
Yeah,
it was like. Well, it was listen to what I have to say and make a donation to SpaceX.
I can't
imagine. Make a donation so we can have robots blow up over Hawaii.
Jesus.
Literally, like
Sally Ride.
No, they can't be named after a woman anymore.
No, that's right.
John Glenn.
DEI. Oh my fucking god.
What, the DEI moral panic?
No.
I hate how they, like,
Elon Musk
so quickly from critical race theory to DEI. It's just, like, Mama. So... There's no non-racist explanation.
I have to read this to you, but after I say this, how does anyone with half a fucking brain cell see Elon Musk sell Twitter to himself to avoid taxes and not go... and still go, like, God bless America...
And you God know, bless the troops.
Like, is that their Christianity? Is I'm American and we suck dick? I mean, we don't suck dick.
With, like, well, I think that for a lot of people, supporting Trump, I actually have no idea.
We actually got into it in a previous episode. I don't remember what we came to. But I think that I just keep asking it because I'm never really sure.
So why are people in this, like, I mean, like, Mother says it's like this conspiracy theory that people are sucked into it. I do think there's a little bit of sunk cost fallacy that most people who supported Trump and Musk feel like they've, like, that both publicly, and they've convinced themselves both internally and externally that, like, they made the right choice and what Trump and Musk do is right, because they signed their name on that ledger or whatever. Right. You know? Like, they're fucked if it doesn't work out for them.
Can I read you something that made me want to just kill myself?
Yeah.
This is a Tumblr post, I think, or a Threads post.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Hey, look at me. Please leave yourself a note somewhere. You'll see it later, and it says, it is going to take years, if not decades, for get the United States government to the level of functionality it had in November of 2024. If we elect a Democrat in 2028, we are not going to be up and running until 2030. Like, we're not going to be up and running by 2032. Please make sure you have a reminder in your phone reminding you not to look at 28, 32, 36 Democratic candidates and say, why are they not promising delivering cool shit? Because you are going to have to understand that to get cool shit, we must have competent people running a decently funded government. We're not going to have that. We are not getting UBI. We are not getting single-payer healthcare. We are not getting free college or free preschool. We're not redistributing wealth on a large scale. We are not getting free internet. We are not getting ranked choice voting. If we are lucky, we are going to have an IRS that can collect taxes, qualified school teachers, research grants, social security, and a government that thinks
this should be
a priority for people around the world.
Because I want to see if any of them, which one of those are gone.
To not have AIDS, malaria, or TB. I will read it to you again. Mm. And literally, this is my suicide note.
So wait, before we go back, it's Star Amerisu. I don't know if I'm saying her name right, but she's our queen.
Oh, feel it. Oh, fierce. Oh, she's so fierce. Fears. Oh, she's so funny.
I'm Rossi.
I didn't know that she was trans, but that's fierce.
Yeah. Oh,
she's called Tina.
Fish.
This is. Why would I even bother ever thinking about anything except for, like, getting high and hanging out? You know?
Mm-hmm.
We are not going to get UBI. We are not going to...
No, I want to... The things that they said that we're lucky if we get.
Oh. We'll be lucky if we're getting an IRS that collects taxes.
Well, this year seems like they will.
Qualified school teachers.
Nope.
Research grants.
Nope. Oh.
Social security.
All these things are either like
on the line
or on gone. The block. So that's on the block.
And a government that thinks maybe it should be a priority for people around the world to not have AIDS or malaria or TB. I mean, we got Hank Green working on that last one.
When did that person write that?
Yeah. I think we're gonna have a good day when it comes to tuberculosis, because my friendiest friend of all friends, who is a nerd fighter, Hank Green.
I think it's actually John Green who made TB. John Green.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Hank. You have a dumper. You're good. I thought
Hank Green is the original Pog.
And, John Green. Godspeed. I don't know when it was. It doesn't have a date on it.
Because, like, that, it's eerie how many of those things are. Maybe it's not eerie, it's just that those are all the things that, like, people had accurately predicted Trump was going to attack.
From what I sense is that's a recent post.
Oh, okay. Just because, like, I, like...
Listen, if I'm setting a reminder...
Oh, my God, tariffs!
Yeah, if I'm setting a reminder for anything that's not your pies in the oven, bitch.
What time is it? Oh my God, it's late.
Well, that was long before. Should we wrap it? Wait, one more minute, because then we'll get an hour.
If you were a cis woman, what kind of birth control would you be on?
What's that weird little cross they stick up your snooch?
It's a... Fuck.
But I heard an IUD.
Yes.
And improvised explosive. I heard that some people get their PPO ripped up on that thing.
Apparently, it's very painful to get them put in.
That sucks. Oh,
I want an injection.
Ladies,
I would suggest getting
get a brass, up there,
like
bitch.
A copper one, the one that you only have to replace every 10 years. Get it up now. Yeah.
Does it get grown around like a tree in a chain link fence?
That'd be so cool, but no, I think it like
it's like in a fold.
Stuff.
Oh yeah, it emits.
That like kills the spermies.
It's hormone, I think. I like a hormone.
Yeah, I mean, but I think the copper one.
I'd like to hear a hormone.
Because I don't think it needs.
I'd like to hear.
I would, just let me say, I would get, I don't know. I would look into your options for,
I support you 100%.
Also, let's think about this. During the AIDS crisis, Samuel Delaney only sucked dick, and that's how he survived. Maybe that's what ladies need to start doing moving forward. Just only suck dick.
Ladies, you gotta wrap your mouth around it and take them all down. Take all the kids down the throat because it's too dangerous.
I mean, unless you...
If you feel like you can't, get out.
And also, yeah, only have sex with a man if you would be willing to...
But people
bring that baby to full
term. Can I tell you something about people with children?
What?
God bless them.
They're sick.
God bless them.
You know, but
God bless them. You know,
couldn't be me.
God bless them.
Well, all right, now divas. We're 2-1. So
bye.